wind blowing as it is, Patrick Reed was giving up a lot of the line, and that's what the Dodgers have been doing with the last few innings, with that wind blowing so strong to right. Hertensteiner went the opposite way and took it into the vacated area down the line and left. And it's a double for Hertensteiner leading off the sixth inning. And Benny Castillo will bat. Benny has scored one of the two trapper runs after he walked in the fourth inning. Good speed out there at second in Hertensteiner, and the pitch to Benny is in the dirt, ball one. In that Idaho Falls win last night over Billings 18-4, winning pitcher was Vasquez, the loser McLean, and Tom Coates of Idaho Falls had a home run. Here's Guy Conte, the pitching coach, coming out to talk to Gorecki as the Dodgers get action in the bullpen. A left-hander is starting to warm up. Last night, the Brewers of Helena beat Butte 18-7, so a couple of slugfests. Winning pitcher Souza improving to 6-1. Brownholtz losing his first game of the year. A lot of home runs in that ball game. Butte had Sullivan and Williams with home runs. The Brewers had Faber and Talanoa. Helena had 15 hits, while Butte had 10 hits, but committed 6 errors. And Pocatello beat Medicine Hat 4-3, scoring 4 times in the 7th inning. Von Wexberg getting his third win, with Ned Darley taking the loss. So in the Southern Division, Salt Lake and Idaho Falls tied, records of 33-19. Butte 10 games out of first, 23-29, and then Pocatello 19.5 back. Conference is over. Conte goes back to the dugout, and Gorecki's next pitch to Castillo is outside, dug out of the dirt by the catcher Brown. 2 balls, no strikes to Benny. A runner at second, nobody out. Salt Lake 2, Great Falls nothing. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Gorecki's set and delivered. Swing and a miss. 2-1. In the Northern Division, Great Falls at 37-14. 3.5 games ahead of Helena. Brewers at 34-18. Billings at 19-32. 18 games out. And then Medicine Hat. 14 wins, 37 losses, 23 games off the pace. Ground ball to the right side. Castro, the second baseman's got it. He'll throw him out at first, but Benny does his job, moving Hertensteiner to third. You've got to hit the ball to the right side with a runner at second and nobody out. And Benny did the job. But Castillo is out number one, but Hertensteiner at third with one out. And the infield has to move in. But there's going to be a new pitcher, because here comes Glenn Hoffman, the manager, with the second visit to the mound here in the inning. So the pitching change will be made. So Ron Todd will be the batter, and they'll bring a left-hander in to face him. So the pitching change due here in the sixth inning, the Trappers threatening to add to their 2-0 lead. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this on Call 910. The new pitcher for Great Falls is the lanky left-hander Mike Walkden. We saw Walkden in the series opener work one inning, did not allow a run or a hit. He walked two and he struck out one. And on the year, Walkden, 5 wins, 1 loss, and an earned run average of 2.21. They're bringing him in to face the left-handed hitting Theron Todd. They'll bring the infield in, trying to cut down Hertensteiner, who's at third, with only one out. Trappers have a 2-0 lead in the sixth. And the pitch on the way to Theron, it's a fastball outside, ball one. Walkden stands 6 feet tall. He weighs 190 pounds, 18 years old, out of Lake Stevens, Washington. Here's the set by Walkden, and the left-hander's delivery. It's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Theron Todd with a grounder to second and a triple to deep center field to drive in a run, and then he scored the second run. Trappers have only 2 hits. Theron's triple and Rick Hertensteiner's double here in the sixth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It bounces up there, but Brown keeps it in front of him, knocking it down sector and holding the runner at third. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors for Salt Lake. No runs, no hits, no errors for Great Falls. Wind blowing to right. They're giving up a lot of that line and left again. And here's the 2-1 pitch. This is outside, 3-1. David Rolls waits on deck. Rick Gorecki worked 5 1/3, giving up the 2 trapper runs on only 2 base hits. struck out three and he walked two. He's responsible for the runner at third. There's ball four. Used a curveball on a 3-1 count, and it was high and inside. So a walk to Theron Todd brings David Rolls to the plate. Now what that does is it allows the middle of the infield to move back and try for a double play. We'll see what they do at first and third. Williams at first is holding on the bag. Blanco, the third baseman, looking into the dugout for instructions. He's going to play halfway, as is the shortstop Otenez and the second baseman Castro. Rolls with a walk and a grounder back to the pitcher tonight. And the first pitch is low, ball one. Looking at the rest of Watkins' numbers, in 40 innings, he has struck out 41. He has walked 15 while allowing 10 runs on 30 hits. Hertensteiner at third, Todd at first with one out. We're in the sixth inning at Legion Park in Great Falls, Montana. You're listening to Trappers Baseball on Call 910 in Salt Lake City. And Brown, the catcher, wants to talk with the pitcher, Watson. Mike Watson, a fourth-round draft pick this year out of Lake Stevens High School in Lake Stevens, Washington. He's only 18 years old. He'll be 19 next month. They have got a bunch of youngsters on the pitching staff, which leads the league. Gorecki, the 17-year-old, got the start. Walked in just 18, coming in a tough situation here in the sixth. Runners at the corners, one out. The conversation is over. Walked in ready to go back at David Rolls with a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. He'll swing. There's a little pop into shallow right. It'll drop in for a hit. Hertensteiner scores, and holding at second is Theron Todd. And the Trappers take a 3-0 lead. So David Rolls breaks an 0-for-9 streak in the series with a bloop single to right, driving in his 36th run of the year. And the Trappers have a 3-0 lead, and that run will be charged to the starting pitcher, Gorecki. So the final line now on the starter, 5 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, they're all earned. He walked 2 and struck out 3. Here's Carlos Estevez. Runners at first and second, one out. Carlos drove in a run with his ground out in the fourth inning. Officially, he is 0-for-2. Walked in with the set and the curveball, which bounces up there. And again, Brown doing a good job blocking it. Ball one on Estevez. Carlos 3 out of 8 in the series so far with 3 singles. Have excellent speed at second, average speed at first. Todd at second, Rolls at first, one out. Center fielder Zamarki way into right center. Center field is practically unoccupied. They give up all the line and left with the wind blowing the way it is to right. And the pitch to Carlos is inside, 2-0. A pitching duel tonight until the fourth inning when the Trappers got the first hit of the ball game. Ending up with 2 runs in the inning. Trappers getting a couple of more hits here in the sixth to pick up another run. And the 2-0, there's a shot to right, and it's over the head of Smith. He came in 2 steps, and it's over his head. Todd had a late jump. Now he's rounding third. He'll score. Holding at third is Rolls, and a double for Carlos Estevez. Well, last night, Smith had problems with the light. One dropped in front of him. One went behind him. And the Trappers scored 2 in the 8th inning last night thanks to Smith's defense, or lack of it. And here he did it again. He came in, and then he knew that it was over his head. And it hit about 3 feet in front of the warning track and bounced up against the fence. So Estevez says thank you and gets an RBI double. And the Trappers have a 4-0 lead. Rolls winds up on third. Estevez at second. We're going to get a pinch hitter for Todd Edwards. It'll be Steve Cunha. Cunha batting for Edwards, who split in the series. Edwards was 0-for-2 tonight with 2 strikeouts and 0-for-5 in the series with 5 strikeouts. But with the lefty in there, the logical switch to go to the right-handed hitter. So Steve Cunha will occupy the designated hitter spot, the number 6 spot in the lineup. right-handed hitter from Virginia. The infield is in, and Cunha takes the strike. Runners at second and third, only one out. Trappers 4, Dodgers nothing, sixth inning. Cunha's batting average on the year, .220, one home run, 5 runs batted in. Walked in, the set, and the 0-1 pitch. And it's outside. 1-1. Trappers had only one hit through the first 5 innings. They have gathered 3 more here in inning number 6. 4 runs, 4 hits. Dodgers, no runs, no hits. Rolls coming down the line and foul ground at third. Estevez at second, getting a good lead. Cunha lines a single into left. Rolls is coming home. Estevez will hold at third. And Steve Cunha comes on to get his 6th run batted in of the year. And the Trappers are really getting to Mike Watson here. It's a 5-0 ball game. So Estevez at third, Cunha at first, still only one out. Cunha gets a run batted in. So Watson hasn't been able to get anybody out, and the Dodgers start warming up a right-hander. He has walked one, and he's allowed 3 straight hits. Here's Kerry Shaw. Shaw has grounded to first and flied to right. Nothing out of 2. 5-0, Salt Lake leading. Wind is really blowing out to right. Jason Broyles warming up in the bullpen for the Great Falls Dodgers. So Estevez at third, coming down the line. Cunha being held on the bag at first. Dodgers are in double play depth all the way around the infield. Shaw tonight looking for his first hit. He's 1 out of 8 in the series. And the curveball inside, good stop by the catcher. Brown is earning his keep tonight. He's had to block quite a few of Watson's pitches. Trappers with a 3-run 6th inning, and they're trying to get some more. 5-0 Salt Lake. Dodgers won the first 2 games of the series in handy fashion. At least last night's was handy. The pitching was outstanding. Both nights were great balls. There's a fastball for a strike, notching off the outside corner. 1-1. Shaw, the switch hitter, is batting right-handed for the first time tonight with the lefty out on the mound. Sticking himself back in, midway in the batter's box. Trappers in their road gray uniforms with the red numbers. There goes Cunha from first to second. It's a pitch out. Brown's throw is to the third base side of the bag, and sliding in safely is Cunha with a stolen base. And holding at third is Estevez. Smelled it out. They were thinking the Trappers were going to try to steal to stay out of the double play. But the throw was not a good one. It was to the third base side. And now the infield will have to move in. So that's the difference. In 90 feet, the infield now no longer can look double play. They have to move in to try to cut the runner down. And a 2-1 count on Shaw. Walked in now from the windup. And here comes the pitch. Kerry cuts and misses. 2-2. Royals still warming up in the bullpen, the right-hander. Eddie Ortega waits on deck. Estevez at third, Cunha at second, 1 out in the inning. The infield on the grass all the way around. And the 2-2 pitch, he swings and fouls it away. Salt Lake, 5 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Great Falls, no runs, no hits, no errors. We're in inning number 6. I'll have the Pro Satellite trivia quiz question coming up shortly in this ballgame. Runners get their leads. Washington gets his sign. And now the 2-2 pitch. Curveball is high and inside, 3-2. So Washington in danger of loading the bases. Left-handed hitting Eddie Ortega will bat next, so you would think no matter what happens, Washington will still be in the pitch to the next batter. And the lefty is ready to go. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. So Shaw is the second out. And that'll leave it to Eddie Ortega. Eddie has popped to third, and he struck out. Nothing out of two. That's the first out that Watson has been able to record. He's allowed a couple of trapper runs that will be charged to him. He allowed the run that will be charged to Gorecki to come in. And the pitch to the left-handed hitting Ortega is high, ball one. With the threat of bunt still on the Dodgers' mind, Blanco, the third baseman, is playing pretty close. He's not all the way in, but he's in front of the bag about a step. He's well off the line. Ortega likes to push the bunt past the pitcher towards second. We'll see what he does here. He swings away, and he slaps it out of play. One ball, one strike. Ortega, just coming off a hamstring pull, playing in only his second game on his road trip. He missed close to 2 weeks of action with that hamstring injury. Here's the 1-1. He swings and misses on a high, hard one. One ball, two strikes. Trappers have scored three here in the inning to go along with their two in the fourth. 5-0 Salt Lake. Kevin McDonald, the Trapper starter, sitting in the dugout for a long Trapper six. Here's a fastball that's low. Two balls, two strikes. Looks like the right-hander is ready to go if needed. Down in the fence. Austin with his hat on a little bit crooked, pointing towards third. And the 2-2 pitch. Strike three called. Ortega strikes out for the second time tonight. The Trappers leave him at second and third, but they score three times. Three runs on four base hits, no Dodger errors, and two runners left. After 5.5 innings here in Great Falls, it's the Trappers 5 and the Dodgers nothing.
Visit the new General Store at Dunn Oil, 1901 South 300 West. Dunn Oil's new General Store is always open, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year for your convenience. When it comes to accessories and lubrication for your car, pickup truck, or semi-truck, Dunn Oil's new General Store has it. If it's chrome you're looking for, visit their chrome room. Dunn Oil's new General Store stocks a huge selection of chrome accessories for your vehicle. Want a great buy in Wrangler jeans and shirts at the new General Store? Wrangler jeans are only $17.95, and the shirts are just $15.45. And, of course, they carry all the fluids and lubrication your vehicle will ever need. From motor oils to antifreeze, Dunn Oil's new General Store has it. You can buy motor oil by the quart or by the case for less than you'll find it at most convenience stores. Dunn Oil's new General Store, 1901 South 300 West, where you can find a little bit of everything.
Call 910 presents The Doctor, starring William Hurt.
A surgeon's job is to cut.
As business in the big league, we're killing them.
What's the difference between a lawyer and a catfish?
No idea.
One is a scum-sucking bottom, and the other one's a fish.
If you want to shout, go shout at a doctor.
I am a doctor.
Not when you're sitting here.
Join Call 910 for the premiere of The Doctor, August 12th. Listen for your chance to win. Winners are asked to bring a new or used toy to benefit the children at Primary Children's Hospital. The Doctor with Call 910.
Here's the catcher, Mike Brown, to lead off the sixth inning. Brown struck out looking, his only attempt, and he takes a strike. Brown, Reed, and then the top of the order for Eric Zamarchi. Trappers have a 5-0 lead. Kevin McDonald has struck out 9 through 5 innings. His career high is 10. And the 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. Well, it's time for our Pro Satellite Trivia Quiz question of the night. Your chance to win the two tickets to an upcoming Trappers game and also be registered to win a satellite dish system from Pro Satellite. We'll give that away at the end of the year. Bouncing ball to the left side. Shaw with a short hop, but a nice play, and he throws him out. That's the first out of the inning, and Patrick Reed, the left fielder, will step in. Again, only one winner per family per 14 days in our Pro Satellite Trivia Quiz, the question of the night. And this one probably will be an easy one. In what year did the New York Yankees have two 50 home run hitters, and who were those two Yankee hitters that had over 50 home runs? We're looking for the two hitters and the year in which they did it. 570-5255 in Salt Lake, 470-5255 in Provo, 670-5255 in Ogden. And good luck. We'll take the first two correct answers. Here's Patrick Reed. He'll foul this one up into the stands down the right side. Strike one. One man out. Bases empty. Sixth inning. Trappers are shutting out the Dodgers 5-0. Checking out the scoreboard in the American League. After seven innings, Detroit is shutting out New York 2-0 in the second game of that twin bill after the Tigers won the opener 5-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and the curve is low. One ball, one strike. Chicago scored three times in the top of the eighth inning, and they now lead Baltimore 6-4 in the eighth. Ozzie Guillen with a home run for Chicago. Cleveland came up with a late run to shut out Kansas City 1-0. That's a final. Indians 1, Royals nothing. A final score. There's a strike. 1-2. In the fourth, it's Milwaukee 1, Texas nothing. And they're just getting underway in California. The Angels and Oakland no score, while Minnesota and Seattle are scoreless in the first. Kevin McDonald, a former Brewer, now toiling for Salt Lake. Curveball swung on and foul tipped in and out of the mitt of David Rolls. Just about had another strikeout. The Reed will still be in there with a 1-2 count. Wind is still very, very hard to right field. It has been blowing, and it's been a constant wind blowing that way since about the second inning. But the fortunate thing, the rains have held off, and right up above, it doesn't look all that bad. Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out, and Kevin McDonald ties his career high in strikeouts with 10. So in the last two outings, Kevin McDonald has struck at men. He went the complete game striking out 10 against Medicine Hat on this trip, and we're in the sixth inning, and he has struck out 10 already, and he keeps up his pace of striking out at least one per inning. Here's Eric Zamarkey. He has been the only base runner the Dodgers have mustered tonight, after his leadoff walk in the fourth inning. He struck out back in the first, and he takes the strike. Zamarkey, a right-handed hitting center fielder with an average of .253. Five runs, five hits for Salt Lake. No runs, no hits for Great Falls in the sixth inning. And here comes the pitch from Mack, and his slider is outside, 1-1. The resurgence of the former Brewers in the last couple of weeks, Kevin McDonald and Mark Stevens. And the interesting thing about it is that Mark Stevens, after he had his 15 strikeout effort a couple of starts ago, he was in the bullpen when I was doing a pregame show. Here's a high pop-up shallow left. The shortstop, Stephen, back. He'll one-hand it, and that will retire the sign. Getting back to the story just quickly, Mark Stevens said, "Mac, you're going to go out and have a great game your next time." He did, and it is carried on here tonight. In the sixth inning, no runs, no hits, nobody left. After six complete, it's the Trappers 5 and the Dodgers nothing. Stephen, to start the Trappers' seventh inning. Stephen 0 for 2 tonight, a couple of groundouts, and he takes it outside. Mike Watson out there after giving up three hits and a walk in the sixth inning before bearing down to strike out two men in a row. Trappers have a 5-0 lead, and the pitch is low and inside, and it ricochets off the foot of the plate umpire, Dave Baldwin, after it had gotten past the catcher. And that gets a spattering of applause from the nasty fans here in Great Falls. Now, actually, this Great Falls Dodgers crowd, one of the best in the league, even with the good effort by one of the opposing players, they'll give him a nice round of applause. They know their baseball here in Great Falls, that's for sure, and they all bleed Dodger blue. There's a strike called to Todd. Two balls and one strike. Trapper scored twice in the fourth inning, a walk to Benny Castillo, a triple to drive him in by Theron Todd, and Theron came in on a ground out by Carlos Estevez to make it 2-0. There's the 2-1. It's fouled back, 2-2. In the sixth inning, Trapper's got a leadoff double from Rick Hertensteiner. Theron Todd walked, and then David Rolls singled to drive in a run. Carlos Estevez a double to drive one in, and then Steve Cunha, pinch hitting, drove in a run with his single. So it's 5-0 here in the seventh. And the 2-2 pitch, he swings and misses, struck him out. Three strikeouts in a row now for Mike Watson. And that'll bring Rick Kurtensteiner back to the plate. Rick tonight is one out of three, grounded to first his first two times, and then he lifted a double down the left field line in the sixth, and with the way the wind is blowing sharply to right, they were playing well off the line, and Reed couldn't get to it, and it turned into a two-base hit. It was just a pop-up out there. It was placed perfectly, and here's a pitch which bounces away from the catcher. Ball one. We're still looking for one more winner in our pro satellite trivia quiz question. We've got one winner. Looking for two Yankees who hit 50 or more home runs in the same year. We want the players' names and the year they did it. 570-470 or 670-KALL. 5-2-5-5. New baseballs brought out to home plate. One ball, no strikes. One man out, bases are empty, seventh inning. And Watson wheels and deals. And the pitch is a strike, 1-1. Trappers have been held to only five hits tonight. And they've really struggled against the Dodgers' pitching staff getting hits the last two nights. Only 10 in the first two games, so they're right on their average tonight. Foul ball back, one ball, two strikes. But last night you could have taken a couple of hits away because two were lost in the lights by the right fielder. So really, the Trappers had only four hits last night that were legit. The Dodgers were really holding them down. But a well-pitched game by the Trappers will give them a chance to win any time, and Kevin McDonald doing the number tonight. Five runs, five hits, no errors for Salt Lake. No runs, no hits, no errors for Great Falls in the seventh inning. Watson on with the 1-2 pitch. Curveball and a swung and miss, strike three. So four strikeouts in a row for Watson. And that's two outs here in the seventh inning. Bringing Benny Castillo to the plate. Benny has grounded to short, grounded to second, and he walked in between. He walked and scored in the fourth inning. Two outs in the seventh inning. Castillo coming in with an average of 347. And the first one to him is a strike. Ben right now is eighth in the league in hitting. The leading hitter is Andy Fairman of Helena with a .399 batting average. Dario Polino of Idaho Falls at .383. And then Rick Hurtensteiner is third at .382. Foul ball, back of the plate, strike two. Tony Graffinino of Idaho Falls actually tied with Hurtensteiner at .382. And you've got Mike Bassey of Helena at .365. Pat Garrigan of Pocatello has really come on. He's at .361. Two strikes on Castillo. And the pitch on the way. He swings a liner right at the pitcher, Watson. He knocks it down with his glove, picks it up, and throws him out. Castillo hit it like a bullet. Watson stuck the glove up there to knock the liner down that was headed toward center field. And he throws him out at first. With the Trappers in the seventh, no runs, no hits, nobody left. We'll head to the home half of the seventh. It's Salt Lake 5, Great Falls nothing. Here's Juan Castro, the second baseman, to lead off the seventh for the Dodgers. He's grounded to short, and he's flied to right. Trappers lead him 5-0, and Kevin McDonald's pitch is high. Through six innings, Mack has struck out 10 men. He's allowed only one base runner. That was a walk in the fourth to Eric Zamarchi. Castro, Smith, and Kirkpatrick, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters in the lineup. And here's the 1-0, and it's outside, 2-0. Well, we have our winners in our Pro Satellite Trivia Quiz question for the night. We were looking for the two New York Yankees who had 50 or more home runs in a single season, and we were looking for the year in which they had done that. And we finally got our two winners. Swing and a foul back, 2-1. The answer, of course, Roger Maris with 61 home runs. And the other guy by the name of Mickey Mantle with 54. And that happened in 1961. So you need to remember Maris had 61 home runs in 1961, and that'll give you the year. There's a fastball low, 3-1. So Maris and Mantle, the answers, and the 61 Yankees, the other answer. And the winners tonight, Kathy Hewish of Sandy and Bobby Amont of Salt Lake City. Kathy and Bobby have each won two tickets to an upcoming Trappers game, and they're each registered to win a satellite dish that will give away toward the end of the year. There's a foul ball out of play to the right side. Three balls, two strikes. We'll be having pro satellite trivia every night until the end of the year. And the pro satellite will also have their dish at the ballpark one more time. So you'll have a free chance to register to win. At Dirks Field, one more game this year. Here's the payoff pitch. It's high, ball four. So a leadoff walk to Castro brings Frank Smith to the plate. That's only the second walk given up by Mac. And both have come on full count pitches. Frank Smith has struck out twice tonight. He's been one of the big guns in the first two games with two triples and a home run. But he struck out swinging in the first, struck out looking in the fourth with an average of 278, right-handed hitter. Runner at first, nobody out. Here's the set by Kevin McDonald and the pitch to the plate. It's a strike. Started him off with a slider, hitting the outside corner for strike one. 10 strikeouts for Kevin McDonald, tying his career high. And he has at least one strikeout in every inning. He struck out the side back in the third. Here's the set and the 0-1. There's a little pop-up, shallow right. It's going to drop in for a hit. The first Dodgers hit of the night. And it was a broken bat pop-up into shallow right. So the no-hitter is broken up in the seventh inning on a ball not hit very hard. Kind of a jinx to talk about a no-hitter, so I haven't really brought it up. But Kevin McDonald takes the no-no into the seventh inning before Smith gets the bloop single. The Dodgers now have him at first and second with nobody out, and the pitching coach, Mark Brewer, out to talk to Mac, telling him, hey, no hitter's gone. If you knew about it or if you didn't know about it, just bear down and let's go after him. Trappers lead by 5 runs. Trappers Baseball on Call 910, brought to you by Big Al's Rotisserie. For your next office party, wedding, or just a get-together, call Big Al at 467-0676 and compare his prices. He'll cater for you. He's got great food. Big Al's Rotisserie, 2020 South State, and in the Crossroads Plaza. It's also brought to you by Armadillo Brothers, where you can sign up for our Going, Going, Gone giveaway. After every Trapper home run, we're going to give away a $100 gift certificate toward the purchase of a computer at Armadillo Brothers. And we're going to give away a computer at the end of the year. Here's Jay Kirkpatrick, the left-handed hitting DH, and he takes a strike. Castro at second, Smith at first, nobody out, seventh inning. Salt Lake, 5, Great Falls, nothing. Trapper's getting some activity in the bullpen. Here's the 0-1. He'll check his swing. They want an appeal, and Kevin Miguez says he didn't swing at it. One ball, one strike. Right-hander warming up looks to be John Gilligan. Gilligan, the ace reliever for Salt Lake, leading the league in earned run average, in wins, near the top in strikeout. Strike, Mack is set, and he works to the plate. Swing and a miss on a curveball. One ball, two strikes. Trappers scored 2 in the fourth and a 3 in inning number 6 for their total of 5. 5 runs, 5 hits. Dodgers, no runs, 1 hit. Trappers infield looking for something they can turn a double play with. McDonald with the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. Kirkpatrick strikes out. And Kevin McDonald now has a career-high 11 strikeouts. Now the batter is Leroy Williams. Williams has struck out and bounced to second. Castro at second, Smith at first with one man gone in the seventh inning. Dodgers crowd trying to get their boys in blue to do something. They haven't had anything going at all tonight offensively. Mack holds it at the belt and throws to the plate, and it's low, ball one. Outfield pretty much in straightaway fashion, even though Hertensteiner a couple of steps into right center. The wind's still blowing, rather stiff breeze toward right. Castillo is just about on the warning track out there in right field. Williams, a right-handed hitter. That'll tell you how hard the wind is blowing here tonight. There's the 1-0, fastball high and inside, 2-0. I'll have the scoreboard show right after the ball game. All the Pioneer and Major League action and a wrap-up of this one, game set. Tomorrow's game is an afternoon game. It'll be a 2 o'clock start. 1:50 the pregame, 2 o'clock game time here at Legion Park in Great Falls. We'll return home after that game, have an off night Monday, and begin 7 straight at home on Tuesday. Here's the 2-0, swing and a miss, and a high fastball, 2-1. So McDonald just keeps bringing it up the ladder. When he sees that the Dodgers are swinging at his fastball, he'll keep it right up there around the letters. And they're tomahawking at it. Two balls, one strike. Trapper's trying to look for that double play ball again to get out of the inning. Here's the 2-1, and this one is high, 3-1. Willis Oteniez waits on deck. Only two men have not struck out tonight. The runner at second, Castro, and Oteniez, who waits on deck. Everybody out has struck out at least once. Mack trying to avoid loading the bases. Three balls, one strike, two runners aboard with only one out. 5-0, Salt Lake leading in the seventh. And a foul ball back and out of play. Three balls, two strikes. Castro at second. He led off the inning with a walk. Frank Smith at first. He had a bloop single to right. The only hit so far for the Dodgers. And McDonald trying to get Leroy Williams. Three balls, two strikes. Mack is ready. Here comes the pitch. A chopper towards short. Could be two. Steffens got it. Runs to the bag for one. Relay to first. Double play. Two for the price of one. And Kevin McDonald gets out of the seventh. In the seventh for the Dodgers, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on the bases. After seven innings at Legion Park, it's the Trappers 5 and the Dodgers nothing. Trappers coming up in the eighth inning. This game is still moving right along, and Theron Todd leads off, a ground ball to the right side. Castro, the second baseman, to his glove side, two steps. He scoops, he throws, and he got it. One man out here in the eighth inning. Here's David Rolls. Rolls has walked, grounded back to the pitcher, and he drove in a run with his single in the sixth inning. Trappers, 5 runs, 5 hits. The Dodgers, no runs on one hit. Well, we do have some updates from the Pioneer League. And we had a score which was a wrong score early. We had Idaho Falls leading Billings. The correct score, Billings 8, Idaho Falls nothing in the seventh inning. The Trappers have a chance to regain first place all by themselves if they can hold on here. And if Billings holds on to its 8-zip lead. Rolls takes it low, ball one. Helena with a 3-1 lead over Butte. That game is in the sixth inning. The Brewers trying to gain some ground on the Dodgers, who lead them by 3.5. Fly ball to right. Smith coming in and over a step, and he makes the catch, and there are two outs. And here's Carlos Estevez. Estevez, 1 out of 3. He doubled to drive in a run in the sixth. Trappers, 2 in the 4th, 3 in the 6th. Their total of 5. Up in Medicine, have a 7-3 lead over Pocatello in the fourth inning. Two outs, bases empty in the eighth inning, and a Watkin curveball swung on and missed. Watkin came on, replacing Rick Gorecki with 1 out in the sixth inning. Watkin walked a man, gave up 3 straight RBI hits before striking out the last 2 to get out of it. Here's the 0-1. He catches the corner for strike two. Got a final in from the National League. Pittsburgh beats St. Louis 11-5. Pirates up their lead in the National League East to 5 games over St. Louis. Winning pitcher Neil Heaton, and the loser is Ken Hill. Home runs for the Pirates. Barry Bonds with number 18. Andy Van Slyke with his 12. 11-5, the Pirates over the Cardinals. One ball, two strikes to Carlos Estevez. Drove in a run, his 26th of the year in the sixth inning. And the 1-2 pitch, he'll check his swing on a short curve that's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Watson has set down 7 in a row. Set down the side in order in the seventh, trying to do it again here in the eighth after getting the final two on strikes in the sixth. And the fastball catches some dirt along the way. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Mother Nature was threatening us before the game started, and it felt like rain a couple of times here tonight, but so far, nothing falling from the skies, just a lot of wind here tonight. And here's the 3-2 pitch. It's low, ball four. Estevez gets the two-out walk. That'll be the second walk given up by Watson. And here's Steve Cunha. Cunha came on as a pinch hitter for Todd Edwards in the sixth inning, and he got a single to drive in a run. Right-handed hitter Steve Cunha. He's in the designated hitter spot. He'll play some outfield for you, and in an emergency could play infield or catcher. And the breaking ball is low, ball one. Keep it tuned. I'll have the scoreboard show right after the ball game. We're already in the eighth inning. Salt Lake, 5, Great Falls, nothing. Ogden holds it at the belt and delivers. And it's inside. 2 balls, no strikes. Dodgers are going to get some action in the bullpen again. They had Jason Broyles warming up in the sixth inning when Ogden was in trouble. And he looks to be ready down there if that's still Broyles. Ogden set, he kicks and deals, and it's swung on and fouled back. Tomorrow, an afternoon game, it'll be a 1:50 pregame show tomorrow afternoon. 2 o'clock is the game time, and left-hander David Marcon will be the starter for Salt Lake. Jose Parra, a right-hander, will be handed the ball for Great Falls. 2 balls and a strike, and the delivery. Swung on, there's the base hit to right. Holding at second is Estevez. Steeple of hits. Trying to work some more playing time out of Trapper manager Nick Valmotti, and that's a good way of doing it, by getting on base a few times. Trappers are really looking for some right-handed hitters when a lefty is out there. The right-handers have not been doing very well. Here's Kerry Shaw. Kerry does not have a hit tonight. Nothing out of 3. He swung the stick from the left side twice. Hitting right-handed once against Watson, he struck out. Estevez at second, Cunha at first, 2 outs. And the fastball is high, ball one. 5 runs on 6 base hits for Salt Lake. No runs on a 1 hit for Great Falls. Ogden taking a deep breath, and now he fires to the plate. The pop-up, foul ground, back of the plate. Brown giving chase. He might run out of room. He does. It's 4 rows up into the box seat. And the Shaw will have a 1-1 count. Trapper's Baseball on call 910 is brought to you by Pro Satellite. If you're paying for cable, the pros at Pro Satellite ask why. You could be buying your own satellite system with a 10-foot dish and a descrambler for only $39 down and $30 a month. Call the pros today at 485-0300. Pro Satellite. There's a changeup, a strike called on the outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Estevez walked with two outs. He's at second. Steve Cunha with the two-out single, standing at first base. And Watson with a 1-2 pitch to Sean. He swings. There's a pop fly down the line and right. Chasing is Smith. He makes the catch on the run as he was running toward the line, and the inning is over. No runs on one hit. No errors. Two runners left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the eighth. It's the Trappers 5 and the Dodgers nothing. For the Dodgers in the eighth, it's Willis Oteñez, the shortstop, facing Kevin McDonald, and Mac delivers it high, ball one. Only one hit allowed by the Trapper right-hander, a single in the seventh inning by Frank Smith, a bloop single to right. Oteñez, Blanco, and Brown here in the eighth, and there's a foul ball over near the dugout of the Dodgers. One ball, one strike. Oteñez tonight, one of only two men, without striking out to Kevin McDonald, who has struck out at least one in every inning, a total of 11. The Trappers' franchise record for strikeouts in a game by a pitcher is 15, set by Mark Stevens this year. And the curve to Oteñez is a called strike. Kevin McDonald with a little fashion statement out there. The back of his jersey untucked. The front is tucked in. Looks like a tuxedo. And here comes the 1-2 pitch. His slider is high, 2-2. Oteñez looking for his first hit in the series. Nothing out of five. McDonald looking for his second straight complete game. Here's the 2-2. Strike three called on the inside corner, and Mac rings up an even dozen. That's out number one in the eighth inning. Boy, when McDonald and Stevens go out there, you are just expecting a couple of runs would be enough for the Trappers to get a win, especially the last couple of starts for each. David Marcon was the same way until his last outing. He had over 23 scoreless innings. He'll go tomorrow afternoon. There's the pitch to Blanco, ground ball to third. Grounded to Shaw, who throws him out. So Blanco is out number two. The two quick ones in the eighth inning, bringing in Mike Brown, the catcher. We're going to get a pinch hitter for him. Len Hoffman is coming to the plate with his lineup card. And we're going to get a pinch hitter for Mike Brown here in the eighth inning. Bringing a left-handed hitter out, swinging a stick. Pujales coming out of the dugout. Javier Pujales to pinch hit. So Pujales, the left-handed swinger, coming on with two outs and the bases empty in the eighth inning. His batting average stands at .333. No home runs, 12 runs batted in. Updates from the American League. Detroit has added two more runs. The Tigers are now shutting out New York 4-0 in the ninth, looking for a doubleheader sweep. Milwaukee 5, Texas 1 in the 7th, and the pitch to Pujales is high. Oakland and California in a scoreless duel in the 4th. How about this one? Seattle has struck for 5 runs off Scott Erickson. Mariners 5, Minnesota nothing in the 3rd. There's a foul ball out of play. One ball, one strike. In the National League, Atlanta defeated Houston in a shutout 4-0. John Smoltz getting the win. Philadelphia has now won 11 in a row. Phillies beat Montreal tonight 4-2. And in the fourth inning, it's San Diego 1, Cincinnati nothing. Pitch is over but low, 2 balls and a strike. Kevin McDonald has struck out at least one in every inning, struck out the side in the third. And Pujales with a 2-1 count here with two outs in the eighth. And the pitch, swung on, bouncing ball to the right side. Eddie Ortega, two steps to his right to field it, and he throws him out, and Mac has a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We played eight. We're heading to inning number 9. It's the Trappers 5 and the Dodgers nothing. Kurt Wilson back at Legion Park in Great Falls. The Trappers come to bat here in the ninth inning, leading 5-0. Eddie Ortega will face a new pitcher. Right-hander Jason Broyles comes on taking over for Mike Watson. Broyles, the third pitcher, Ortega lines it into right center. It'll be in the gap, and it's cut off by Zamarchi. Eddie heading for second, and he will be in standing with a double. Ortega picks on the first pitch from Broyles, and he has a double out of it. That's the seventh Trapper hit of the night. Broyles stands 6'2", weighs 190 pounds, out of DeWitt, Michigan. He's 20 years old. On the season, one win, no losses, and an earned run average of 7.11 for Broyles. He's worked in only 12 innings, and this is his 10th game. And here comes the pitching coach, Guy Conte, out to talk to him already after one pitch. Broyles has allowed 10 runs on 17 hits in those 12 innings, striking out 14 and walking 7. Trapper scored 2 in the 4th, a walk to Castillo, a triple to straightaway center by Theron Todd to drive in a run. And then Theron came in on a ground out. Trapper's got 3 more in the 6th inning. A double by Hertensteiner, a walk to Todd, then an RBI single by Rolls, an RBI double by Estevez, and another RBI single by Steve Cunha. And the Trappers lead it 5-0. Conte is done talking, and Broyles will face Todd Steffen. And the pitch to Todd is high, ball one. Steffen nothing out of 3. He's 1 out of 10 in the 3-game series so far. Like he's bailing out with that front foot, stepping in the bucket with that front foot, getting it out of there, and he swings and misses. 1-1. Runner at second is Ortega. Nobody out of the Trappers trying to add to their 5-0 lead. Again, the Pioneer League scoreboard: Medicine Hat 7, Pocatello 3 in the 4th, Helena 3, Butte 1 in the 6th. There's a little soft liner to the right side, caught by Williams. He had to run toward his right side to get it, and he is able to make the catch on Stephen's soft liner for the first down. So Ortega had to hold at second, and now Rick Hertensteiner will bat. Hertensteiner 1 out of 4. He doubled and scored in the 6th inning. The other score in the Pioneer League in the 7th inning, it's Billings 8, Idaho Falls nothing. The Trappers could be a game in front. They hold on here. Slow roller right side. Williams off the bag at first. He's got it. Runs to the bag to get there before Hertensteiner. And on to third goes Ortega, now with 2 outs. But now it'll take a base hit from Benny Castillo to get the runner in from third. And he 0-for-3. He did walk in the 4th inning, and he scored on Theron Todd's triple. 5 runs, 7 base hits for Salt Lake, no errors. No runs, only 1 hit, and no errors for Great Falls. Their only hit came in the 7th inning. And here comes the pitch to Castillo. It's a strike. Another one of those here at Legion Park. Longest game of the first two was 2 hours and 31 minutes. Last night about 2:18. And we're about 2:20 right now in the top of the ninth. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Same 2 teams tomorrow afternoon. Trappers have Monday off before beginning a 7-game homestand on Tuesday against the Medicine Hat Blue Jays. Runner at third, 2 outs, and the 0-2 pitch way outside, and a good stop by the new catcher, John Taylor. Taylor replacing Mike Brown. Just stopped a Trapper run from coming in. Jumping out from his crouch and grabbing that one. 1-2. Jason Broyles. Following Rick Gorecki and Mike Watson out to the mound for Great Falls. He'll set, kick, and pitch. And another one outside. Taylor had to scoot out to stop that one. 2-2. It has got to be a confidence builder for the Dodger pitchers, knowing that the catchers are going to stop everything that comes up there. You can just rear back and throw, and you know that even if it's in the dirt, they're going to knock it down. They've done it all night long. Two balls, two strikes with two outs in the ninth. And the pitch swung on and missed. He struck him out. In the ninth for Salt Lake, no runs, one hit, one left. We'll head to the bottom of the ninth. It's the Trappers 5 and the Dodgers nothing. Here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning. Trappers with a 5-0 lead. Kevin McDonald with a nifty one-hitter. The only hit by Great Falls so far. A single by Frank Smith in the seventh. It was a pop-up into shallow right field that dropped in. Here's Patrick Reed. He has struck out twice. Mack has struck out 12 men, and Reed takes a big cut, doesn't come up with it. Strike one. He has struck out at least one in every inning. A total of 12, which is his career high. The all-time Trapper record is 15. Held by Mark Steven. 5-0 Salt Lake, and the 0-1 pitch changed up on him, and it drifted low. They're going to appeal. Kevin Miguez said he checked it in time. One ball, one strike. Looking at the scoreboard, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Salt Lake. No runs, 1 hit, and no errors for Great Falls. And the 1-1 pitch to Reed. And a strike on the outside corner makes it 1-2. Update from Idaho Falls. Billings 8, Idaho Falls 2 in the 8th inning. Helena still leads Butte 3-1 in the 7th. And it's Medicine at 7, Pocatello 3 in the 4th. Trappers have John Gilligan in the bullpen just in case. But McDonald has been magnificent out there tonight. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. And Reed strikes out for the third time tonight. McDonald does it. He has at least one strikeout in every inning. A total of 13 on the night. 20 outs in his last two outings. Here's Eric Zamarki. Zamarki has struck out, walked, and he's popped to short. Dodgers have had only 3 base runners. A single and 2 walks. It would be the first one-hitter for Salt Lake as Zamarki cuts and misses. If Mack can hold him down here the ninth inning, since 1985, there has not been a Trapper no-hitter, and there has not been a one-hitter. Mark Stevens with a two-hitter is the best effort by a Trapper. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Mack seems to be getting stronger here in the ninth inning. He's stalking around the mound out there, doing a little house cleaning on the pitching rubber. Now he's standing up there. 2 strikes on Zamarki. Here's the windup and the pitch. And he swings and fouls it back. This Dodgers team, in the first 2 games, we're in double figures in hits. A dozen hits on the opening game, 10 hits last night, but only a pop single here tonight. 0-2 the count. He wheels, he deals, and it's high and away. 1-2. Salt Lake 5, Great Falls nothing, bottom of the ninth. Both starters are the pitchers of record tonight. Rick Gorecki for Great Falls, Kevin McDonald for Salt Lake. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Zamarki. He swings, fly ball to center. Hertensteiner now drifting to his left to make the catch, and there are 2 outs. So the Dodgers down to their final chance. It'll be Juan Castro. Castro, a grounder to short, a fly to right, and a walk. Castro is the only Dodger tonight who has not struck out. McDonald with 13 strikeouts, and Castro is the only guy who hasn't. Here's the pitch on the way, and he takes over but low, a ball one. I'll have the scoreboard show right after this game is over. We'll check the Pioneer League scores, the Major League scores, and find out how Idaho Falls finished up tonight. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball to second. This should do it. Ortega to first, and Kevin McDonald has a one-hitter. The Trappers win it on the gem by Kevin McDonald. Only a bloop single in the seventh inning. The blemish on Mack's record tonight, a career-high 13 strikeouts. And the Trappers win the third game of the series. In the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And the final score of the ball game: the Salt Lake Trappers 5, the Great Falls Dodgers 0. And I'll be back with a wrap after this. Kurt Wilson back at Legion Park in Great Falls, Montana, where Kevin McDonald did it again. He had 10 strikeouts in a complete game effort his last time out. He strikes out 13 in a one-hitter here tonight against the Great Falls Dodgers. Final line score, Salt Lake 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Great Falls, no loop single, and no errors tonight as the Trappers right-hander Kevin McDonald improves to 5-1. The loser, Rick Gorecki, he drops to 0-2. I'll be back with the scoreboard show coming up next right here on Call 910. Kurt Wilson back at Legion Park, where a masterpiece spun by Kevin McDonald tonight, a one-hitter, the first one-hitter in Salt Lake Trapper franchise history. The only hit tonight off Kevin McDonald, a seventh-inning loop single to right by Frank Smith. Trappers got on the board and got the only runs that they would end up needing in the fourth inning, with Rick Gorecki, the starter, out there. Benny Castillo walked. And then the Trappers got their first hit of the night in that fourth inning, a triple to center field by Theron Todd to drive in a run. And then Theron came home on a ground out by Carlos Estevez. In the sixth inning, they take...